All MPS students will soon have to wear uniforms. The Milwaukee School Board approved a district-wide dress code at its meeting last night. WUWM education reporter Rachel Morello attended that meeting and heard what members of the public had to say about uniforms. Rachel joins me now in the studio to tell us some more. Good morning, Rachel.
Good morning.
So what will change under this new policy?
Well, until now, MPS has left it up to each individual school how to structure its own dress code. About one-third of the district schools currently require uniforms, and a lot of those uniforms look similar, even though there hasn't been one standard across MPS. But now there will be one set of guidelines, and they will apply to every school. And those rules will go into effect beginning this fall.
So why change the policy now?
Well, you might remember back in November, MPS Superintendent Darian Driver put forth a big list of changes she wants to make, switching the school's start date, making the district the only entity in Milwaukee that can charter schools, and mandating uniforms was also on her list. Dr. Driver framed her reforms as a way to kickstart improvement in MPS. The district has long been among the lowest performing in the state and with one of the widest achievement gaps in the country. But MPS leaders appear confident that these new ideas will help the district head in a better direction.
So, Rachel, you were at that board meeting last night. What were the arguments that people presented both for and against implementing the uniforms?
Many of those who argued against uniforms said standardizing students' dress also limits their self-expression. MPS sixth grader Ava Antoni shared this point of view. She said she's a budding musician, and she showed up to speak to board members wearing what she called her favorite outfit.
I love music. I love wearing my David Bowie t-shirts and my Lumineers hoodie. I know that not everyone is in a band, and not everyone is into art and music like me, but that's the point. Everyone is different. They all have different styles. Everyone is unique and should be allowed to show that.
As for those favoring a new policy, most of them said uniforms keep the focus on learning and help students form a community within their school building. Here's retired MPS teacher Freda Folks Bell.
As I walk into the schools, they have uniforms. There's such of an ambiance and such a different culture for those kids. They seem like they're all in oneness, some type of, I don't know, a camaraderie that they have.
Quite a few current MPS school leaders spoke up last night, and most of them took the position that uniforms are a good thing.
So you mentioned, Rachel, earlier that this uniform policy will be district-wide, but will there be any exceptions granted?
Well, the way the policy appears in MPS code now that it's been approved, it applies to all students in traditional schools. So non-traditional buildings, such as charter schools, would be excluded from the requirement. And schools and individual families will have the ability to opt out of complying with the policy. One additional note we should make here is that some parents say the reason they wouldn't support a uniform policy is cost. But the new rules require schools with uniforms to make them available to all students, even if they can't afford them.
And I'm sure many people are curious about what the uniforms will look like. Mm-hmm. So has the district thought that far ahead?
They have. The committee that drew up the new policy was very explicit. So on the bottom, pants, skirt, or jumper, they'll have to be tan, navy blue, or black. And on top, a navy blue or black shirt with a collar. As you know, many individual MPS buildings have their own colors, so students will be able to wear their school-based colors as well. And the district has, of course, written up the kind of rules you'd expect about skirt length, prohibiting brand names, things like that.
Okay, well, we'll be on the lookout then for the uniforms once the new school season starts. Thanks so much for the update, Rachel.
You're welcome.
Rachel Morello is WUWM's education reporter, and you can read more of her coverage on our website. That's WUWM.com.